Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. It's time for the Climate Cast.
We have talked about it endlessly over the last decade or so, and we've accomplished close to zip.
We know enough about our climate problem to know that it's serious and that we need to get started right away.
What we're seeing right now is a clear loading of the weather dice.
It's our weekly discussion about the science and policy of climate change. Today, how rising seas are forcing Alaskan villagers to pack up and move their entire town. Shishmaref is a barrier island, is located north of the Bering Sea, and the townspeople held their latest vote to move just last night. Stephen Vavris is with us. He's a senior scientist with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin, and he's a sea level expert, and that's what we're going to talk to him about this morning. He joins us from Beloit, Wisconsin. And Stephen, welcome. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Carrie. Good to be here.
Some reports say that the villagers of this town in Alaska are the first population to have to move because of climate change. Could you describe the effect that rising seas are having on erosion in this village and why that has become so urgent?
Well, sea level is a concern all around the world, and there are some low-lying Pacific islands that are also considering having to relocate. But the Arctic is somewhat unique. First of all, it's warming much faster than the rest of the world, about 2 to 3 times faster. And it also, the location there is susceptible to storms. That's an area of very frequent strong storms. And it's an eroding kind of cliff area. Permafrost in the cliffs in that area are melting, and that's making the cliffs softer and more susceptible to wave erosion.
It was interesting to read that people have been on this, what sounds like kind of a spit of land in some ways, since 1600. I mean, that gives us a sense of how deep the change is that's happening just over the last, 40, 50 years here. Yes?
Exactly. Yeah. And the sea levels globally were considerably lower 400 years ago. And so locating there seemed like a good idea at the time. However, the increase has been not just gradual over that 400-year period, but it's been accelerating, and the rates of coastal erosion in Alaska are among the fastest anywhere in the world.
Wow.
In some places on the north coast, up to 60 feet per year.
Wow. Okay, so this probably is an obvious question for you. Is it erosion that is the main issue when we talk about sea level changes for coastal communities?
I think it depends where you are. I'm not an expert on this topic, but my sense is that in places where there's not a lot of storminess, it may be just sort of the gradual average sea level that may be more important. But like I said, this area of Alaska is very susceptible to storms, particularly in the autumn and early winter. And one of the big problems there is that the ice cover on the ocean, the sea ice, acts as a lid on waves. And
mm-hmm.
So when there's ice cover, it helps to suppress the waves and reduces coastal erosion. But as we lose ice in the warming climate, that means there is no lid. And so these waves that get really big during storms can then really eat away very efficiently the coastal areas.
When I read that they are seeing thawing permafrost and melting sea ice, it sounded like exactly what's happening up in areas of Greenland. I mean, similarities
Absolutely.
To that area too?
Yes, there are. Yeah, absolutely. The Arctic as a whole has been warming very quickly, and this year in particular was an extremely warm winter in the Arctic. In fact, the warmest on record by a considerable amount. And so we've seen all sorts of signs, reduced sea ice, reduced land ice, reduced snow cover. It's all happening in just about everywhere within the Arctic.
When I read the Huffington Post story, and they've been following the voting that's going on in this Alaskan community, one of the villagers told the Post that when rainstorms come in, quote, the sand will just melt with the water. Now why would that happen?
I'm not sure if they're referring to the bluffs where the sand is, but that would make sense if that is, because the ice acts as a stabilizer within the soil. And so with that melting ice, then you get more
Stephen Vavris is with us, if you've tuned in, for the Climate Cast. He's a senior scientist with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin. And we're talking to him today about this vote that occurred among Alaskan villagers. It's this village that's like 60 miles south of the Arctic Circle, right on the Bering Sea. And they have now voted that, at least they voted several times, they voted again last night to say that they must move their village because of climate change. So we noted, Stephen, at the beginning that they may be the first community to have to do this. I would guess that you will tell me that they won't be the last. Is that right?
Probably not. There's a lot of places in the world. A disproportionate amount of the world's population lives close to coastlines. And that's a desirable place in a lot of ways, but if sea level's rising, it suddenly becomes less desirable. And certain parts of the United States, for example, New Orleans, is very susceptible to sea level rise as well. And we certainly saw the effects during Hurricane Katrina about what happens when you have a rising sea level combined with a very strong storm in a low-lying area.
I wanted to ask you about Miami, because we hear now that even when they get a heavy rain, you know, nothing unusual, but a heavy rain, there's street flooding. It's become very common for parts of Miami to flood. I mean, when you've got that happening, how much time does a community, a city like Miami, have to figure out what they're going to do to address rising sea level?
Well, I don't think that much time, actually. This is a common problem. It's called nuisance flooding. It's a commonly used term now for these areas like Miami. Roanoke, Virginia is another one that's experienced a lot of this. All along the East Coast in low-lying areas, we've been having an increase in this nuisance flooding. And, you know, the term nuisance may not be really do it justice, because as you imply, it really is a sign of what's to come. Pretty soon, nuisance flooding becomes very expensive flooding and potentially catastrophic flooding like we saw during Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah. Stephen, if you're ever in the Twin Cities, I hope you'll come into the studio. I have more questions for you, but we're on kind of a rough phone line here, so maybe we can talk in person sometime.
Sounds great, Carrie.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Vavris is a senior scientist with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin, talking to us today about this community in Alaska that has voted to move the entire village because of rising sea level.